Can I start with a little bit of a song?
Absolutely.
It's the most wonderful day of the month. When we, you see what I did there. Deb Watkins is here from the T. Russell Wright's Animal Shelter.
Good morning.
Shanna Shoemaker. Oh, my.
Hey, I like it. I might make a legal change.
Are you doing that, Matt? Shanna?
Yeah.
Shanna Shoemaker?
That's right.
Your mom's like going, no, Dave, wake up. You need some more caffeine. Hannah Shoemaker is here. Good morning.
Good morning.
You brought friends along today, and oh my, I am smitten. I am smitten
with that kitten.
With Oscar.
Yeah. He's a sweetheart. He came to us. Somebody found him actually in a dumpster, and he was trying to find some food. So he came into the shelter, and I've been fostering him for a while, and he's ready for adoption now.
And so he's named Oscar because he was digging in the dumpster.
That's right.
And he is a tuxedo. This is unique. And here, I got to, you know, we're going to do this FaceTime live thing here. I got to get some arrangements on that. Deb, you brought in Figaro.
I did.
Tell me about Figaro.
He's very sweet. Someone found him in the parking lot and brought him in.
And just a little guy.
He is. He's such a baby. He's only 4 weeks old, and of course, he came in a couple weeks ago, and so
four weeks old?
Yes. We've been fostering him and taking him back and forth so that he can eat multiple times a day, and he's very happy and healthy.
Very happy and healthy. And Figaro and Oscar look like they're about ready to have a little fun time. Okay, so I am starting this here. Okay, I got FaceTime Live up on K-Man's Facebook page. So we're going to do our best here and capture how cute these guys are. And you know, they do have one similarity. They both are black. And, you know, of course, you know, we got a Black Friday thing that's going on 2 days from now. But you've got something else that you've got planned here, Deb, for Saturday. Tell us about
it. We are so excited. We are going to do Black Fur Day on Saturday.
Black Fur Day. I see what you did there.
Yeah. So
do you have a number of animals other than Figaro and Oscar that have black fur?
We do. And so any animal that has any black fur on it at all will be $25 for the adoption fee.
Really?
On Saturday.
Just on Saturday. Okay, so people that are, you know, on FaceTime Live right now on K-Man, you know, they're looking at Oscar and thinking, I don't know that I can wait till Saturday.
I know, because we actually have about 18 dogs and 88 cats.
Oh, my.
We have a hedgehog.
A hedgehog.
We have rabbits that are black and white.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we have 5, 7-week-old, 8-week-old rabbits right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, yeah. So they're just babies. They're ready to go home.
Yeah, yeah. Well, Oscar's pretty much found himself a safe spot here on our counter, but he went on an adventure in the studio. You know, we got foam on the walls here, and it's not just to protect us from ourselves. It's, you know, one of those audio things. It's one of those audio things, and yeah, kitty heaven. He climbed up all the way to the ceiling behind the TV we have in the corner.
Yeah, he's ornery.
Yeah.
Now that he's feeling better, he is ready to play all the time.
Now that he's feeling better. Now, you said that he was pretty scrawny when you picked him up.
When
he was brought in.
Very thin when he came in, which is why he was trying to find any food he could. But he has made a great recovery. He is not scrawny anymore.
He looks healthy.
He's very healthy.
You know, and I'm looking at his coloring. This is something that's really unique because he's got, like, imagine a man in his 50s that has black hair, and he's starting to get some gray streaks through it.
That's right.
And so you got this tuxedo cat, and he's black, but he's got some gray throughout the rest of his body.
He does.
I don't think I've ever seen that on a cat before. I've seen a lot of cats.
It's not very common, but he's a handsome boy.
Yes, he is. He's very inquisitive, too.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So let's turn our attention now to Figaro. Figaro, you said 4 weeks?
Mm-hmm. Yep, he's tiny.
He is. And he seems very intrigued with his buddy, Oscar.
Yeah, he's watching that big kitty going,
he is. Oh. How old do you think Oscar is?
Oscar's about 3.5 months at this point, maybe almost 4 months.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So you got this special deal that's going on Saturday, and you got a lot of animals that are available. How many of those are black?
Almost all of them have some black hair some on them, black fur.
Yeah. And they don't have to be totally black.
No, no.
Just black a little bit of black.
Stripes, black spots, anything will count.
Okay.
But we definitely want to highlight the black ones because a lot of times they sit at the shelter a little bit longer than our other animals do.
Oh, you should see how these two are just playing with each other. It's just so doggone cute. Yeah, or cat gone cute, something like that. Yeah. Oscar is definitely, I don't know, he's looking a little intimidated now.
Oh. He's pretty shy with other cats.
Yeah.
He loves dogs, but he's a little more shy with cats. He's not sure what to do with them.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, there's some good news there. So you got this special deal that's coming up Saturday. What are your hours on Saturday, by the way?
1 o'clock to 5:30, we'll be doing adoptions.
Is that kind of like your regular time frame? Yeah. Yeah. So are you open on Friday? Also with
we're not. The okay. city is closed, and so we'll be taking care of the animals and getting ready for adoption event.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know, we certainly hope this goes well for you. You know, this is a time of year where there's so many things that people are looking to do for, you know, to help others, and helping animal friends at the animal shelter is always a good thing. And Hannah, I'm sure that there's a lot of things that that fans of any kind of animal fan
yes.
can do to help out those that are taking residency.
Oh, absolutely, yes. So we always accept volunteers. Our volunteer program is wonderful, and it's a great asset for the shelter. Mm-hmm. We also accept donations, so any donations of linens or blankets or toys that you want to bring in, that's always really helpful.
Hey, don't eat those wires. Don't eat those wires, buddy. I need those.
We have a lot of really playful animals that would love to have some toys for the holidays. So. Uh-huh. That's a great way to help donate any kind of toy or bedding or treats is always great, too. There are all kinds of options.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's, you know, this is always, I mean, what a great day. Steven's over on the other side of the glass. Look at him. He's just smiling. He's like, oh, we got kitties. You know, Jen came in. We have kitties. I need pictures with my kitty friends.
That's right.
So that's why we call it the most wonderful day of the month around here whenever you guys come in with some friends.
We always travel with friends.
Okay. So regular hours on Saturday for Black Fur Day. Is this your first time doing this?
It is. We're excited.
Is this one of your creations, Deb?
It is.
It is?
Yep.
And by the way, we want to wish you a happy anniversary because – this is your one-year anniversary at work at the animal shelter, directing
it. It is, and Dave, it's such an honor to be able to be director of animal services here in Manhattan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
I have amazing staff, and we have had a great year.
What have you learned?
So this year, we've gone through a lot of changes, and we have done so many adoptions. It's just been amazing how many more animals have been able to go out the door and mm-hmm. go into homes. And we're saving lives every day. The Manhattan community has been amazing on helping us with our wish list and our coming through and being volunteers and spending time at the shelter. Mm-hmm. The surgery suite is almost done.
Oh, that's going to be a neat addition to your services, isn't it?
It really will. That will afford us the ability to be able to get these animals available for adoption sooner.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so the neutering in the past, have you done that off-site?
Yes.
And now that can be done on location.
Right. Yep, K-State.
Among other things.
Yeah, with our partnership with K-State, they'll be coming in at least 3 days a week and helping with the medical cases and the surgeries. And not only are we going to be doing spays and neuters, but the veterinary students will be able to be doing eye enucleations and amputations and anything that it would take to help save these babies so that we can get them available for adoption.
So who's more excited about this service? Is it you and everybody at the animal shelter or the students at K-State?
We all are. It's just a great partnership and a great opportunity. And again, you know, to be able to get these animals adopted is our main mission.
Right. And when does that program start? When, you know, you're working on the facility aspect of it. What all is involved in that?
So they've been bringing the trailer to the shelter and doing spays and neuters once a week, but now we'll be able to do it 3 days a week. And so we're going to start that in December.
Okay. All right. That's got to be exciting. Is that more exciting than Black Fur Day?
You know, it just really shows our long-term goals and really helping the community, having these healthy animals, being able to put them out into the community and get them adopted quicker. We're really excited. One of our first surgeries actually is going to be a little 5-month-old puppy that came to us with a broken leg.
Oh.
And we're going to be able to fix that.
He's playing with the microphone and batting it. Okay, listen. Pick on somebody your own size, Oscar. Goodness gracious, that's just so much fun. That is so much fun. Hannah, you've been fostering Oscar.
Yes, I have.
What all is involved in that? And is that something that staff do regularly?
Yes, so our staff does foster animals pretty regularly. Anytime there's a need for it, we have a great staff that's willing to step up and do whatever it takes to get these animals healthy again.
Mm-hmm.
We are hoping to allow other people to foster, so we're hoping to take our foster program public at some point. But currently, it is just internal.
Okay. All right. Yep. Good. Have you done several?
Yes. Oh, yes. I've been taking kittens home all summer long.
Kittens?
Yes.
Just kittens?
Mostly kittens. That's where most of our need lies right now.
Some of your staff foster dogs, too?
Yes, if needed. But, mm-hmm. yeah, throughout the summer, we get in a lot of kittens that are too young to be away from their mom. So a lot of kittens wind up going home with people so we can make sure they're getting enough food overnight.
Yeah. Deb had to rescue Figaro from Oscar. And who's going to rescue my microphone from Oscar? Well, what other messages can you pass out today? Did we get everything covered?
We did. We're so excited. Come see us on Saturday for Saturday's
Black Fur Day.
Yeah.
Yeah, come adopt.
Yeah. And what are the regular hours at the shelter?
We are open for adoptions 1 to 5:30 Monday through Saturday.
Mm-hmm. All right. And you're on Levy Drive.
Yes.
Okay. Well, thanks for bringing in some friends. Hannah, I know – are you going to get, you know, sad that you may not foster Oscar much longer?
It is always sad, but it's more exciting to get them into their forever home.
I bet so. All right. Deb Watkins and Hannah Shoemaker, or Shanna Hoemaker, however you want to say it today, along with Oscar and Figaro here joining us on In Focus. Coming up in our next segment, Ben Jedlicka with Kansas Department of Wildlife and Parks will be here. And that's Figaro with the sound effects for the day.
Saying goodbye.
Bye-bye, buddy. Hey, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
We'll be back with more of InFocus on KMAN in just a moment.